are now back into the Board of Accountancy's Complaints Committee's general session or public session. We are on item number 4. We have reconvened from executive session, and I will entertain a motion to find insufficient evidence for item 19-00, investigative report 19-009.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 I will entertain another motion for investigative reports 19-039 and 19-040 to find sufficient evidence.
And just one thing, when you're doing the call for the motion, make sure that you state any opposed.
Okay, sorry.
Chime off if they need to.
Okay, any opposed from the last one? So I will entertain a motion for 19-039 and 19-040 for sufficient evidence.
So moved.
Second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Angie? Should they be giving a little bit of a description as to what the violation is?
I think we're okay without that. But if you would like them to, they can.
I just wondering.
Yeah. We can talk about that later if you want.
Okay, moving on. For the request for direction, I will entertain a motion to close 19 report 005, 006, 007, 008, 009, 010, 011, 012, and 013 to close those requests for direction.
So
second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries. I will entertain a motion for request for direction on inquiries to close cases 2020 inquiry 007, 027, 038, 045, 053, 054 and 055.
So moved.
And I will entertain a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. On to agenda item 5A, new business, review proposed meeting dates for 2021. Sorry, I have to get into my thing to know what those dates are. So we're looking at the proposed schedule for the Complaints Committee, January 14th, May 6th, August 12th, and November 18th, 2021.
No, last year I think we ran into an issue with the January one was during a major CPE update, but I couldn't find anything online. So I know that's usually when the state society does their big federal tax update.
Okay.
But I didn't see it on that
date. We have a conflict anyways on that date for a hearing, don't we, Anthony? Not.
Yeah, we have a conflict for 14th and 15th. In the alternative, we propose that, you know, the meeting would be the week before or the week after. might be better that it be on the week of the 4th, maybe January 7th or 8th, if that's okay with the meeting.
I have conflicts on the 5th and 6th. I could do it on the 4th.
4th works for me.
Or the 7th or the 8th was...
Yeah, 7th or 8th is an option.
Oh, sorry.
I have conflicts on the 7th and 8th, and I'm open the 4th.
Okay. Any other discussion about any of the other dates?
Can you read them again? I didn't.
So we're looking at January 4th, May 6th, August 12th, and November 18th.
I think the only one I have a conflict with is 8-12. That's going to be most likely a... I'll have to skip that one if that's the date.
If everybody else can make it, I think we would still have a quorum.
I have a conflict on 8-12 as well.
Okay, we need to find a different date for the 12th then too.
Any other day that week works?
Yeah, any day works that week for me too.
Let me check real quick. The 13th is actually the best day for me, if that works for everybody else. That's after we're going to file, I think.
Works for me.
13th works.
Cool, thanks.
Okay, so for the dates for the complaints committee meeting, we have January 4th, May 6th, August 13th, and November 18th. I'm not seeing anybody saying that those dates don't work, so I'm assuming that that works for everybody, okay? Moving on to item number 6, old business. A, report from the August 6th and 7th, 2020 BOAC meeting actions. What are we supposed to do? Kimberly, you're on mute.
That's just for your information.
Okay. And then the same with item number 6, old business B, report from the September 17th and 18th, 2020 board meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to item number 7, announcements and adjournment.
I'm sorry, the January 1, my computer cut out. Is that 4th or is it still the 14th?
It's the 4th.
Oh, I'm going to have to miss part of that. I'm getting my concealed carry license at the conference this year. You know.
I have mine too.
It takes like 4 months to sign up for it. I signed up 4 months ago.
Nice. Okay.
We have one announcement. This is kind of Scott's last BOAC meeting, but sort of really not his last BOAC meeting. So he his board term has expired, but he's still serving until we have someone confirmed by the Senate, so that should be coming maybe in December, but I've heard February now, so I'm not really sure when that's going to happen. But nonetheless, once Scott is done with his board membership, he will come back as a committee member to BOAC. So we get to keep him for longer, which we're all very happy about. So
technically, I'm still on the board through December 1st. So I am still a true valid board member at this time.
Yes, and he will continue to be a true board member until our next person is confirmed. So, and we don't have a date for that at this point. So exciting stuff.
Well, welcome soon to be future BOAC actual member instead of liaison.
Now, keep in mind, I, over the years, I've mentioned several times this is my last meeting, and I keep coming back, so...
We welcome your perspective, so... any other announcements? Okay, our next meeting is incorrect on our agenda because it has been moved to Monday, January 4th. So...
happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Everybody's been. Thank you all. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you.
Kim and Jeremiah, can you guys stay on it?
Bye, everybody.
Bye.